Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our passage comes from the book of Psalms, and this is Psalm 25, verses 12 through 14, which say this: Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. The Bible has much to say about the fear of the Lord, especially in the Old Testament and the wisdom chapters, Psalms and Proverbs. And one of the most quoted verses, and it occurs more than one time in Scripture, about the fear of the Lord is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Meaning that when we hold the Lord in reverence, in awe, in humility before God, who is the Lord of all, then that unlocks for us a worldview that will lead to wisdom, right? I mean, it's a natural consequence that when we factor the sovereignty of God into the equation of everything that's going on, when we seek him in things, when we respect his ways in our decision-making, we will walk closer and closer to this ideal of wisdom. But it can be easy to see, again, this fear of the Lord, even as much as we talk about it not meaning, you know, being afraid of, avoiding because of fear, that it means reverence, that it means awe, that it means humility before, you could still get a picture of a coldness, right? If I fear the Lord, then I will achieve knowledge. I will unlock understanding. And these verses kind of add another dimension to this idea of fearing the Lord and what life will look like when we truly walk in the fear of the Lord. What does verse 14 here say is for those who fear the Lord? Friendship. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. Or verse 12, who is the man who fears the Lord? Him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. There is an intimacy that comes with the fear of the Lord, a closeness. God allows this man. Now, it's not talking about, you know, an adult male. It's talking about the person, the individual. Whoever walks in the fear of the Lord will be brought into a bit of God's counsel. He will reveal the way that they should walk. He will make known to him his covenant. We will be able to have a close, intimate relationship with the God of heaven. When we walk in fear, in honor, in reverence for our good God, he does not long for us to be distant and afraid. He longs for us to be close, yet to walk in his instruction. The obvious parallel would be a parent and a child. Any good parent would want to have a meaningful and deep relationship with their child, right? And there's a lot of ways that you can get this sideways. You can have such a fear and respect driven relationship with your child that they're scared to let you in or scared to open themselves up for fear of, you know, discipline or punishment. And you can go the other direction and be so desperate to have a close relationship with your child that you're no parent to them at all. You let them do whatever you want because driving foremost motivation is that your child would like you. A healthy relationship between a parent and a child is going to include both discipline and respect, as well as love, grace, and relationship. When this is operating well, when a child can respect their parent, the parent can then trust the child to be able to let them in and let them know some of the why behind the what when it comes to rules in the home. But if there's no respect there, if the child is constantly going off in other directions and doing whatever they want in spite of their parenting, then the parent is not going to be able to trust the child with their reasoning and with their hearts, with their concerns and with their fears. The same is true for God. When we come before him with respect and affection, we are promised from the book of Psalms friendship with the Lord. So how do we walk in the fear of the Lord? I think the most obvious application may not even be that we need to read more of the Bible, but that we need to allow God to guide us through the Bible that we do know. That, like the book of James says, we will be doers of the word that we have been given. So when we face a circumstance where decisions need to be made, when there's multiple options, Do we go back to the Word of God? Do we go back to prayer and say, what would God have me do here? And to the extent that I can know the answer to that question, I want to walk in it, even if it doesn't make sense. Even if it goes against what my gut is telling me, I walk by faith. I submit my way to God in my business dealings, in my relationships, in my choices of entertainment. Whatever it may be, if I submit my way to the Lord and seek Him through His Word and through prayer, then we begin this process of walking in the fear of the Lord. And the more that we do this, we will receive knowledge. We will receive wisdom, but we will also receive friendship with God. Lord, we thank You that You are the kind of God, though You are holy and wise and powerful and good and so beyond our understanding, You offer us friendship. You offer Your people friendship to guide us in the decisions that we need to make, to make known to us Your ways. And we praise You and we thank You for that. Help us not to take this for granted. Lord, show each and every one of us how to walk in the fear of You, God, to revere You, to be humble before You, and to submit our ways to You, that we may gain wisdom, knowledge, and a closer relationship with You. We ask that You would do this for Your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.